I was born in Hinsdale, Illinois. My parents are believers. I'm so grateful to be raised in a Christian home. Having said that, we went to a Protestant church, and we heard the gospel there, but we didn't speak much of it in the home. I loved going to church and learning about Jesus as a child and into my adult life. I heard at church that Jesus is the Son of God and only Savior, and I needed to accept him as forgiver and leader of my life. There were also a lot of rules at church. We were not to drink, dance, or even wear makeup or jewelry. I got past that, didn't I? But anyway, moving forward here, we a lot of rules, and I had a lot of guilt associated with God because it seemed I could never measure up. I spent a lot of my life as a child and into my young adult life trying to be so good and perfect, trying to measure up. Of course, no one can measure up. I learned that when I came to Christ, even though I struggled later with trying to be perfect. How I came to know Christ, I did Bible study classes. I was encouraged to read the Bible for myself. I went to church school, and I went to church school from the 5th grade to the 12th grade. At the age of 11 and a half, I realized I needed Christ as forgiver and leader of my life. I truly understood that I was now part of John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. I was so happy to be a child of God. I wanted to go public with my faith, so I was baptized by immersion at 11 and a half years old. Now that I had come to Christ, my faith was going to be tested. At the Protestant church school, I was bullied. Another Cindy ganged up all the kids against me. I had no friends from the 5th to the 9th grade, but somehow I knew that Christ was my friend. I was a girl who regularly prayed, "Help me to have friends today." I also prayed at the beginning of each school year, "Help me to have friends this year." By the 10th grade, the girl that bullied me had left the school, but I didn't trust any of the students, and I found it more comfortable and safer to be by myself. My junior and senior years in high school, I attended a co-ed boarding school of the same Protestant denomination in Wisconsin. It was a fresh start. I could have hung out with any of the kids. I spent time with and connected with the kids that were the unpopular ones, for the most part. In spite of all the rejection and betrayal by people, I found that I truly loved people. This was the result of Jesus doing a good work in me and through me. I should have been a person that didn't like or love people at all, and no one would really blame me if this was the case. I remember when I was 15 years old, Clem Watson, a dear brother in Christ who was a member of my church, complimented me on my smile. I came to understand in my heart that I could smile at people and bring the joy of Jesus to them just through my smile. This grew to my understanding in my young adult life that the main reason that I am on this earth is to love, support, empower, encourage, and invest in people. This was extra embedded in my spirit when in 2005, I read a pocket-sized book by Pastor Rick Warren entitled, "What on Earth Am I Here For?" It's a mini version of The Purpose-Driven Life. I lived at times into my early 30s, sometimes so depressed I didn't want to live. Even so, Jesus was doing a good work in me. I just wanted to grow in him. I was born again. I had the Holy Spirit living inside of me. I had had a hunger for God's word since I was a child. In my 20s, I was married, and we moved to our home in Hanover Park a couple of years later. Approximately 6 months later, I attended a church of the same denomination that was closer to our home. When I walked in the church, the pianist had earrings on, and I thought they rented her. I was pleasantly surprised to find that she was a member of the church. I found I was in a more progressive church in that denomination. I made friends. I was involved in church. I served in various leadership positions, including on the church board. I was extremely comfortable. I had several good friends. My volunteer roles were a source of great gratification, not just personally, but also that I was doing God's will. In September of 1997, I attended a church leadership conference with several church board members at a non-denominational church. My eyes were more opened as to having a church that affects the culture. It was much more evangelistic. We were encouraged to go into all the world and tell the world about Jesus. All the world includes our own neighborhoods, the people around the church, and the people in our lives. I would witness for Christ regularly before this conference, but God put another level of understanding in me. After the conference, the church board and the pastor prayerfully and respectfully made changes in the service. We put the words to contemporary Christian songs on the screen and sometimes praising God through applause in church. Within a month to 2 months, we lost about 3/4 of our membership to other churches in our denomination. It seemed people just wanted to be pew warmers. You come to church and you warm the pew and then you go home. Within several years, the church leadership wanted to go back to the old denominational style of worship. I had been regularly attending the church that I had attended the church leadership conference at, and my church too. I realized I needed somewhere I could grow, so I joined the non-denominational church. I really had a burden to go into all the world and tell everyone about Jesus. I remember the Sunday that I had made the official transition to this church. There was a man in the row behind me that talked with me for a few minutes before the service started. I shared that this was the first day of my transition to this church. He responded with, "When God is leading you, you can't have the peace that passes all understanding without following that leading." He went on to say, "We are totally responsible for our wellness with the Lord." What he shared was not only valuable then, but something that has been of great value in many areas of my life since that time. As I come for membership at Living Hope, I want to confess that Jesus is the forgiver and leader of my life. He's my God, my friend, my comforter, my guide. As I close, I'd like to leave you with two verses that have been very meaningful to me. Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." And then Philippians 4:13, "I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." Thank you.